You're just as likely to spot famous musicians as film stars on the red carpet of this year's Tribeca Festival, from Jennifer Lopez, who premiered her documentary Halftime.
I do this to connect with people and make them feel things because I want to feel something.
To Taylor Swift, now an aspiring director as well as mega pop star.
We curate a lot of our films with an eye towards the larger audience.
The annual festival, founded by Jane Rosenthal and actor Robert De Niro, aims to showcase culturally relevant as well as entertaining films. This year's schedule includes documentaries on abortion, reparations, and freedom of the press.
They're like cultural conferences. People get together. I've always loved festivals, all the ones that I've been to over the years. And I'm glad that we have this one here.
But Tribeca is also about A-list movie stars like De Niro himself and Al Pacino, this year reuniting to celebrate the 1995 crime drama Heat.
You are going down. What if you do got me boxed in? I gotta put you down.
Live Conversations, another big draw for Tribeca, feature tennis great John McEnroe and civil rights activist Al Sharpton.
No justice!
Each talking about their own films. And you're just as likely to see celebrities in the audience as on screen.
What this has historically meant to New York City is an honor to be a part of that conversation.
The Tribeca Festival was founded after the attacks of September 11, 2001, as a way to restore New York's vibrance. The festival, like the city, has proven its resilience, continuing to attract all kinds of artists, established and aspiring, as well as fans. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera, New York.